Danny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment. And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? How's everybody doing tonight?
And we're back.
We are back. We are back with a new 2016 movie. You know, we are always about the new movies, along with the old movies. This movie is called Nerve. This movie stars
Dave Franco and Emma Roberts.
Yeah, build them wrong. Emma Roberts got first billing, Dave Franco, and a bunch of other people I don't really fucking know, but hey.
I would bill Dave Franco first, just because I like him better. Emma Roberts played in Meet the Millers.
She did. Oh, We Are the Millers.
We Are the Millers.
And she's also in Scream Queens, which is a TV show I love.
What else does she do?
You know who she is, right?
Who?
She's Eric Roberts' daughter.
Who's that?
South Park picks on him all the time. Eric Roberts.
I'm Eric Roberts.
Sorry, that was my South Park impression.
I don't know who you're talking about. We play on 90210 or something?
No. I'm going to tell you who he is in a minute, but before I do that, I'm going to tell you something he's been in. Eric, I mean, you know the motherfucker if you've seen him.
I don't know him. I have no idea.
He's in The Dark Knight.
Okay.
He's in The Expendables. He's in The Cable Guy.
Let me see.
Well, I mean, I got my computer all plugged in.
Jack Black was in The Cable Guy.
Oh, man, he's in a shit ton of crap right now that's in post and pre-production.
Well, we obviously can't use him as one of our games.
I'm trying to find something that's already been out. Okay. Good Lord. I don't think he's big. He's not big time, though. He's
Can
just
I see
in a
his
bunch
face?
Of... Oh, my God. This motherfucker ain't big, but this motherfucker works, dude. I've been scrolling forever, and I'm in 2017.
Would you just show a picture of him already? He does play in a few movies. I've seen him in stuff, but I couldn't name one.
That's her dad. All right. That's the brother of Julia Roberts.
Really?
Yep. So,
you know, Julia Roberts.
Emma Roberts is Julia Roberts' niece.
Julia Roberts at one time was the highest paid and the most, had the richest woman actress, or the richest actress there was. Did you know that?
I did not.
It was probably around the time that she did that
but
movie.
But I don't doubt it one bit.
That she did that movie with, what's that man's name?
Oh, Richard Gere, Pretty Woman.
Richard Gere, Pretty Woman, yeah. Richard.
And she did My Best Friend's Wedding, which was real big. All right, but hey, let's get into the plot of Nerve. Nerve is about an online dare game, basically. I mean, in which people, they give participants anonymous dares for money.
It's a live feed show,
right,
where you can pay to play or
pay to watch.
Pay to watch.
They compete with each other to win the grand prize as the dares get tougher and tougher. And they do, man. They fuckers get tough. Things get worse. Tasks get increasingly dangerous. Man, shit goes... They stake their lives on this shit.
Yeah, they start off with showing a pussy shot as a cheerleader.
Or she shows her ass.
Yeah, but she ain't got on no panties and she's being straight on over.
Yep.
So you see that pussy. God damn
it. So you get the concept of this
sounded
movie.
Sounded pedophilic. she was a high schooler, wasn't she? But I want to say she was at least 18. God damn it.
We'll say she was a senior.
She had to be 18 to show her ass on television, so I'm not.
Well, Emma Roberts' character, you know, she's a high school senior, and she's not really one to do this kind of shit, but her friend is, and her friend's making a few hundred dollars here and there, so... And she's getting more and more popular, getting more and more followers. So, you know, Venus is her name. They call her V, and that's Emma Roberts. So she actually decides, well, I'm going to try it. The first thing they tell her to do is kiss a total stranger. Next guy walks by, you kiss him.
And it just so happens to be Dave Franco.
Matt Damon. I mean, Dave Franco.
Matt Damon?
Dave Franco.
Where'd you get Matt Damon from?
I don't know.
Matt Damon talking about fucking South Park. Matt Damon.
We got to mention that V's mom is Julia Lewis. You know that, right? Natural Born Killers. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yep. What you said.
So anyway, Emma Roberts, V, her character V, winds up doing all this other shit, and the Watchers want her and David Franco to team up. So they start teaming up, and they go and they try on clothes. They steal their clothes. They have to run out. They have to get out of the store in 30 seconds. They get out of the store. Someone brings them receipts, and their shit's paid for. Their clothes are paid for. They keep doing all, what you used to tell me before, they got to blindfold themselves or blindfold the guy, and the girl has to say, turn left, turn right, keep going, speed up. You got to hit this point. And she got into that shit.
Yeah. We didn't mention the guy who we see that steals their clothes.
Who was that? I don't know.
Well, he's the guy at the end of the movie.
That they're fighting?
He's the guy at the end of the movie that shoots him.
Yeah. So, basically, his watchers, that's what they told him to do. They said, go steal the clothes of these people.
Do you know who that guy? Do you know who that guy is? And I'm going to need you to put some of his music on. Not now.
What's his name?
I'm going to need you to put some of it on in the production, in the editing.
Gotcha. What's his name?
MGK.
MGK?
MGK, his actual name, Machine Gun Killer.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly.
MGK. Machine Gun Kelly. I've heard of him. His name's Colson Baker, better known as the stage name, Machine Gun Kelly.
That was his first movie appearance, Machine Gun Kelly.
Really? That's the first time he's been in a movie?
That I know of.
Okay, I don't know who he is, but we might check out some of his shit a little later on. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, he's got some good shit. He's got one called Steve-O, and it's a song about Steve-O.
From Jackass?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, so that's basically what this movie is. And the bad thing is...
Or no, it's actually called Wild Boy. Remember, I'm a wild boy because he was a wild boy, Steve-O. But Steve-O, he mentioned Steve-O in the song. So,
but basically, so this movie moves on with the plot as you find out Dave Franco, his task was to play this girl the whole time. But then he kind of fell for her too. So, you know, it's the whole love romance thing. At the end, you're down to what? The three of them as the finale, and he pulls out the gun.
Yep.
But she's already talked to him.
Well, you forget that she walks in on the girl fucking her best friend fucking the guy she was wanting to date.
That's true. Yeah, and she was like, fucking whatever. And then she does her task. She did her task that girl couldn't do, which was walk across the ladder from one building to the next through the windows.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy shit.
I know I can do that shit on my VR. It's got that thing where you can do that.
Oh, you walk across the ladder?
Yeah, you walk across the ladder.
But you got to have a good little space to walk to do that.
You don't walk.
You don't walk.
But you move it with your head motions. And it's like, yeah, it's crazy. Of course, I got my gamepad now, so. Oh, yeah. By the way, this episode is sponsored by Samsung Gear VR.
No, I wish.
Get you one today.
I wish it fucking was, guys.
No, it's a legal contract. Once you do it, they have to pay you for it.
Oh, well, that's nice. Let's just do it.
This show is also sponsored by Nike. Just do it.
And Red Bull.
Gives you wings.
Just gives you wings.
And Pepsi.
Just drink that shit.
And Snickers.
It fucking gives you energy, bastards. Anyway. What is Snickers? You look kind of hungry.
All right.
What is it?
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Right.
That's it.
You know, Snickers kind of stole the Taco Bell thing. Now when you buy Snickers, each one of them says a little something different, like you're not yourself when you're hungry or hangry or, you know, different things. They stole that from Taco Bell's little things where it's like, split me open and pour me out on your taco. And you know, it says I'm better when I'm wet. You don't read them. I love them. I always read the Taco Bell things.
I hate Taco Bell.
I do too. Goddamn. Last two times I've eaten there, man, I've been sick the next day.
The only thing I really like them is the chalupas are pretty good.
Chalupas. That's
and
a fun word.
The Dorito Tacos Locos.
Yeah, Locos.
And I just like them with the beef in them.
Right.
Just the regular cheap beef. And I don't know where that beef comes from. But I want to tell you one thing. This is totally off topic.
What?
Do you know how many cows is in a burger that you eat?
One.
From McDonald's?
12. 35. Two.
How many cows are
zero.
In one
zero.
Burger?
Zero. I'm sticking with zero. It's not really cow meat.
It is cow meat.
Okay. One.
Thousands. In one fucking burger.
So they take 1,000 cows and pound that shit all down to one burger?
No, they...
They grind it all together.
Yes, and that you're getting thousands of cows.
Different cows in every bite.
In one burger. So whenever somebody gets like mad cow disease, it's so hard to trace it back because they was to one cow. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, we're
you
not...
You would figure everyone would
get it. We're
not
talking about like ground beef from... I don't know. I really don't know if it from the supermarket. I don't know. Probably not. But like somebody that does a lot of like McDonald's and something... And they got their own farms and shit where they raise their cows. They're fucking grinding them bitches up by the thousands.
Wow. All right, well, let's get back into Nerve.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to go off on a little tangent.
That's right. There ain't nothing wrong with that. So, anyway, they wind up falling in love, whatever, but they win a whole shit ton of money telling the mom that they play poker and all that crap. So, I mean, what'd you think about this movie, man?
Oh, man.
Did you like it? You told me about it in a previews episode, if I ain't mistaken.
Oh, man.
We talked about it in a previews episode.
Yeah. Nerve, it was a good plot, man. It's staying up with times and all that shit, you know, with apps. That's cool. We got to see a movie about an app. That was pretty neat. I love Dave Franco. Dave Franco's a good actor to me. He can play the funny role. He can play the serious role.
I like Dave Franco. Dave Franco has a little more. I like James Franco. I love James.
I was supposed
James.
To go to Berkeley.
Right. I love James Franco, but James Franco to me is really funny. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It was all right. I mean,
I like some of his serious roles.
I do too, but
because he played in 127 Hours, that was good.
Yeah, that was a good
one. He played in.
But Dave Franco seems like he can do serious roles a little better than James Franco. But he's not as funny to me. James Franco's funny as shit. Because James
Franco
looks stoned as fuck all the time.
Dave Franco was funny as fucking Neighbors. Neighbors 2.
See, I never got...
He's gay in Neighbors, too.
Oh, is he?
He comes out of the closet. Yeah. Remember, he can make himself horny all the time?
Right.
He's probably thinking about men. That's funny. Anyway, yeah, I like Dave Franco, man. I do. I like the Franco brothers.
Right on.
I'm a fan of the Franco bros. Franco
Has there
bros.
Ever been any movies they've been in together?
I don't know. They should do one. They should do a family thing where their family's crazy and they live together and they, I don't know.
Meet the Francos.
All right. The Franco bros.
Well, man, this was a good movie. All right, let's do a little budget versus box office before we get in our rating interview. What do you think this movie spent? 2016.
Nerve. They had to pay a lot of extras, I think. Extras. I'm talking to extras. What am I talking? Pay extra $1,000.
$500.
Yes.
$100.
I know a guy.
$100 and you get to be on TV.
I know a guy who played an extra in the movie
Zombieland.
We done. Zombieland.
We didn't do Zombieland. It didn't make it.
Oh,
we got to do Zombieland one day.
That's fucked up.
Okay, I know.
But I know a guy who played an extra in Zombieland. He said he got paid $1,000.
Not bad. Okay, well, But well, he had to put
he
makeup
had to put
on.
Makeup on. Yeah, that's why. And in the hot sun all day.
If you just a walk through, like you just walk in the background, $100 and you get to be on the big screen for 2 seconds.
What if you're sitting at the bar?
$100 and I'll give you a few free beers.
I don't know about that. They probably pay them a little more.
All right, whatever. But budget versus box office. What do you think this movie made? What do you think this movie spent?
All right. I'm going to go with $40
million. $20
million. Damn, man. Every time I say $20 million, it's $40 million. Every time I say $40 million, it's $20 million.
What do you think this movie grossed? Let me know if you need a lifeline.
I don't know that it did that great. But it did have Emma Roberts and Dave Franco.
I love her in Scream.
And these people these days that are going to movies, I think are young people.
And these are their actors.
And these
those
are their,
aren't my actors.
And this is a bad.
That ain't my Franco.
Yeah, it ain't. And,
that ain't my Roberts.
Yeah, we like Julia Roberts. Nah, but nah. You got another Roberts?
I was going to say she might be the next Julia Roberts.
Willie Roberts from Duck Dynasty?
Nah, okay. Anyway.
Cy Roberts?
They're all the same Roberts.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. Incest.
They're
inbreeders.
Anyway.
They're inbreeders.
What did this movie gross, Big Lance? You know where your mom's your dad and your dad's your brother.
We're fucking each other's brothers.
We are fucking each other's brothers. All right. Gross. What do you think this movie made? Spent $20
million. Made $45
million. Made $38 million. You're kind of close with that one.
I went far off.
I give you that one. All right. What you think it made opening weekend?
Probably 15.
Nine.
No, I went far. Went too far off.
I don't think I'm going to give you that one.
I went too far off. 15, no. That wasn't even a whole other nine.
And that's $6 million off.
Okay, well, I think that's pretty fucking good. You have to give me that one.
That's almost. That's $3 million off of what they actually made.
Okay.
So you're more than
I'm
you're
a
more
winner.
Than halfway.
I'm a winner.
You're more than halfway done.
I'm a winner.
Anyway. All right, give me a rating review on Nerve, big brother, little brother, Big Lance.
Rating a review.
Rating a review.
All right. It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. But was it real rememberable? Nah. Will I watch it again? Maybe, but it ain't on my top list.
No
priority.
Time soon.
Yeah, I don't. Good actors, good plot, good dialogue,
decent acting.
Good acting. I liked that Machine Gun Kelly was in it. I liked the fact that you didn't have no idea who he was, but he
kinda, I know the name.
He
kind of
stood out for him. He also was the guy who did the train thing. He jumped up under the train.
Yeah.
Or the subway or whatever.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, it was the train.
Well, yeah.
I've heard the name, but I didn't know him personally, or I didn't know about him. But anyway, go ahead.
But we will listen to something from him. And
yeah,
we'll
play something.
So, yeah, overall, it was a really good movie, but it could have been better, I think, a little bit. But it was, actually, when I seen it, it gave me what I was looking for. So, but my favorite type of movie, no. I'm going to give it a 6.5. That's good. It's a fresh mater. It's a fresh mater. I'd recommend people to watch it. If you've never seen it, watch it. It's kind of cool. It could happen. You know, something like that could happen. We didn't mention that at the end, the app told everybody that they were accessory to murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hacked into it,
and
said,
listen,
everyone's accessory to murder, and everyone started signing off.
Everybody started deleting, uninstalling the app, and whenever they uninstalled the app, that's when
it
shut down. But you know what? Everybody would have, people that wasn't there, people that didn't view that one,
wouldn't have shut down their app.
wouldn't have shut down their app.
But that's the thing. They got so big that everyone was following them almost.
Yeah, but that's what was... It was running off of servers from other people's phones. And so they could... There was not a server that you could just shut down.
No, it started shutting down all the people's phones.
When everybody closed the app and disabled it...
There was no more footage.
There was no more servers.
No more footage.
To control
it. Well, the server is where it all the trend... Everything that transmissions, they were all going to that one server or whatever servers they had. They may have had multiple servers. But when everybody started deleting the app, the servers took the footage that people were doing with their phones. When no one is doing it, there's no footage for watchers to pay to see. So it ended the program.
No, but they mentioned that they were running off of the phones like a
they
server.
They were. Well, right.
Like all the phones was...
Well, no, actually, they said there was no server, and that was the reason they couldn't get caught, because there was no server.
It was running off of people's phones.
There was no server. It was all running off...
I don't know how servers work, but that's how they explained it.
Think about a server like a hard drive.
Uh-huh. They were using your phone as the hard drive, the server.
There was no hard drive. They were using your phone as live stream footage. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Same thing. All
right. I'm just saying the way they explain it. It might not have been right technically. The science might not have said it out, but that's the way they explain it, is your phone was the server.
I'll give it a 6.5, just like you. I agreed with everything you said except for that whole server.
Okay, maybe they didn't say that
thing.
Maybe it's just coming to my mind out of nowhere.
I don't really give a fuck.
Maybe it's a Mandela effect.
It might be. So with that being said, I agree with everything you said as far as my review is just like yours. And I was reviewing it with you. The rating, and I agree with everything. I mean, I might watch it again, but it wouldn't be anytime soon. My rating, I'm going to rate along with you, 6.5. I think we were straight across the board with this. IMDb gave this movie a 6.7.
Wow. We couldn't have been closer.
Out of 51,000 votes, ratings. So that's good. All right. Well, it's time to play. Hit me with your best shot.
Ric Flair, that shit. Well,
it's my pick. I picked the movie, so you picked the actor.
That's what I was going to do.
I was informing podcast Lance.
I reckon I'll go with Dave Franco
because they don't know who made the pick.
I reckon I'll go with Dave Franco.
Okay, let's go with 21 Jump Street.
22 Jump Street.
Let's go with Neighbors 2.
Neighbors. Actually, I think Neighbors 2, you didn't say full title on.
What is it called?
I think it's like Neighbors 2 Sorority or something.
Let's find out. You got me, Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising.
I lost. You lost.
All right. Well, if I'd have said Neighbors, next pick would have been mine. What would have been your next pick?
You should have said Neighbors, but you didn't.
I did. You're right. I fucked that one up myself. What else would you say?
If what?
I'm looking at some other ones now.
I already said after you.
I know. You won.
Uh-huh.
Now, what would you say next, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I don't know. Another one.
That you would have lost from that point on?
Probably, if you were
right. He was in the Lego movie.
Okay.
He was in Now You See Me 1 and 2.
Oh, fuck. Man, we should have knew that.
He was in Warm Bodies.
I didn't know that. I didn't really watch Warm Bodies real strongly because it was a sucky movie to me.
I watched Warm Bodies, wasn't big on it, but I don't remember him in it. So, what was that to you? And I'm looking, nothing else I can really see. That's pretty much it. All right, well, I think we're pretty much done tonight. So, with Nerve 2016, you got our rating and review on it, Podcast Land. Check us out at smokeshelter.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Okay.
One word?
Yeah, we need to do one word. Give me one word, Big Lance.
Dare.
Truth. No, there was no truth. Nerve.
Nerve.
Do you have the nerve? All right, like I was saying, support us on Patreon. You get a lot of cool shit there. Just check it out. Patreon.com/TheSmokyShelter.
Twitter's on Twitter's.
beyond that, man, you can check us out on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. That really helps us out. And
please do this.
Getting new listeners. Tell your friends. Spread the word, man. TheSmokyShelter.com. We are here all the fucking time. 2 episodes a week we come out with for y'all guys. We don't make money at this. We just love doing it. And we hope y'all love listening. Give us your feedback. Write into our mailbag at TheSmokyShelter.com. We should name our mailbag. We should name it something.
Big old bag of mail.
Right into the big old bag of mail for the Smoky Shelter. I mean, just tell us what you want us to do. Tell us what you think about the show. Give us some stories that we could read out on the podcast. That would be cool as shit, man. Nerve. We just did this show. We did this show based on the movie Nerve. All right, this is what I want our podcast. If you're listening to this show, send us an email at smokyshelter.com. You can be anonymous. Tell us the craziest thing you had the nerve to do. You tell us the craziest thing you have the nerve to do. It'll be anonymous. Give us whatever name you want.
You going
to
give me one real
quick?
We'll
read
give you one.
That shit out on the next episode.
We will. Hey, you give me one real quick and I'll give you one. What's the craziest thing you had the nerve to do?
First thing that's popping in my mind was flying in a small plane.
Really?
I was terrified.
I've never done that.
I was terrified.
You never told me you did that.
I flew. It was for Sears when I was working at Sears. I flew from Tifton.
Maybe you did tell me that.
From Tifton, Georgia, to Jacksonville, Florida.
I fucked a girl.
Can I say something real quick? Hang on. Yeah. When I got up there, we were flying. We had earmuffs on. Not earmuffs, but, you know, like, to cancel out noise, it was really loud. But we could hear through them, so there were mics, we could talk. And the pilot, which was the owner of the Tiffin store, and the guy I knew, which was the manager of the Tiffin store, was sitting in front, and I was sitting in the back. And I was freaking the fuck out. But I will tell you this, when I calmed down and I looked down, it was beautiful to look down at the ground. It's actually cut out like you see maps. It's awesome. But I asked myself, like, I looked around, I was like, where's the parachutes? And both of them started laughing. And I was like, well, seriously, where are the parachutes? They were like, we don't have parachutes. I said, well, what happens if the plane goes down?
They should at least have something that has parachute rudder on it so it, like, makes people
but
feel more
I said, what happens if the plane goes down? He's like, then just hold on tight and kiss your ass goodbye. That's what he told me. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
Okay.
Really freaked out when we flew over to Okefenokee Swamp.
That was cool.
Like, I'm going to fall and I'm going to live and the alligator's going to eat me.
All right,
go ahead,
well,
tell me about your nerve.
I fucked a girl.
Without a condom.
No, I fucked a girl in the courthouse the day of court. I had court that day.
Really?
Yes.
All right, well, tell me about your date. Your date, your nerve.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's a little bit more to the story. I took her in the bathroom of the courthouse because I didn't know if I might be going to jail that day. I could have been going to jail that day. So I went in the bathroom. I fucked her. When we come out, there was a fucking door open across the hallway that was closed when I come by. There was a lady sitting there fucking on a desk typing on a computer. I was like, oh, shit.
She was transcribing y'all's moans.
I don't know, but I really got pissed. Any last words, Big Lance?
All right, man. We love you guys. Any last words, Big Lance?
I'm a wild boy. Okay.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.
Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch. Call me Steve O. Oh. I'm a wild boy. Fuck, I ain't got need. Oh. Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch. Call me Steve O. Oh. Yeah, bitch, yeah, bitch. Call me Steve O. Oh. I'm a wild boy.
half team pop off like cowboys. You a right back, throw that towel, boy. I'ma jump right in that crowd, boy. Give a keep it down, boy. And I'ma fuck you, blow that loud, boy. All I know is how to kill everyone in my cells. All they know is they can kill anybody but Kells. I am untouchable, you would think I was in jail. But I'm in Mexico getting marijuana from Miguel. Bring it back into the States, put it on the scale. Measure out a half an eighth, put it in the shell. Spit it, then I roll it and light it up like it's independent. Say I got a bottle rocket, put it in the air. Left back with my city on it. Text back with your titties on it. Put your kitty on it. Start crying like the clips is on it. Drink until I get pissy, biatch. Smoke until I get dizzy, biatch. Lose control like Missy, but I'm a bad boy cause I'm a ditty, biatch. There you go, that's John Doe. There you go, that's John Doe. Yeah, there you go, that's John Doe. Never mind, that's just Kells with that heat. No, no LeBron Doe. Yeah, bitch, call me Steve O. Yeah, bitch, call me Steve.
Okay, do you are a rapper?
Hell yeah. You think you're a good rapper?
Fuck no.
Uh-oh, here come that bullshit.
So fucking loud you can't hear it.
Yeah, bitch, call me Steve O. Yeah, bitch, call me Steve O. I'm a wild boy, I'm a